The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds up to 10 times faster than Sky's standard broadband.
Right, listen. Up next, my next guest is familiar to many of you, right, from his role as Connor in The Young Offenders. He's about to take to the stage for a very different role. I'm very excited because I'm a little bit in love. Good morning, Alex Murphy.
Hello, can you hear me?
How are you doing, fella? How are things?
I'm good. I'm in a very empty studio in Cork, and I'm looking at where you should be, but no one's there.
Listen, just visualise it. Because do you know what's funny, Alex? I've seen you at things, but I've never...
Baz, I've seen you at things too.
I'm leering over like Michael Douglas or something. I'm making you feel very uncomfortable.
Well, you're a very tall man, and I am not very tall. So I think we're both a bit scared of each other, but hopefully this meeting now we can...
I think so.
We can build up the courage and talk next time.
Like many people, I'm a huge fan, man. I loved you from The Young Offenders. Now, you're only 23, right?
Yeah.
And Conor McSweeney in The Young Offenders is already known all over the country. Do people recognise you, obviously, when you're not in character?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, I don't always have that shocking haircut. My mother is glad to hear. So when I have a bit of a beard and a bit of hair, not so much, but I don't know.
It's not like Peaky Blinders crack down in Cork. It didn't catch on with everyone just having it, no?
It kind of has. I'm down in Cork now and every second person kind of has that haircut. So I don't know if I'm too proud of setting that trend, but I'll take it.
Tell me this, Alex. What was the experience like? Because you must have been very young when you made the movie. What age were you then?
Yeah, I was 17 when myself and Chris auditioned for the parts, and yeah, I was in fifth year, so I got Thursdays and Fridays off school for the bones of a year making the film. I think we filmed like 3 days a week, and the crew, there was only about six of us. So that was my idea of what filming was for until the series came along, and then we realised, oh, it should be a much bigger crew and it should be a lot more kind of professional, I suppose. We were kind of, it was guerrilla style filming, but...
But that excitement with that must have been amazing, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, we were filming out the back of Peter Foote's car, just driving and cycling behind it. I mean, the health and safety was out the window. But it's been a few years now, so I don't think we can get in trouble anymore.
Right. Tell me this. Is The Young Offenders, that part is finished now for you, is it? Or is there talks of maybe the big screen? Because I know there's such a
massive fan
base.
I like the idea of coming back in 10 or 20 years and seeing where they are then.
Somewhere dark, I imagine,
yeah,
sadly, you know.
It might be less humorous because it's not as funny to see 30-year-olds being stealing bikes. That's just a bit sad.
Yeah,
16-year-olds can get away with it to a degree.
Absolutely. Tell me this, because excitingly, next week you're gonna take to the stage in the Cork Opera House, right?
Yeah. No, it's great. We're doing Philadelphia Here I Come, so an Irish classic. So to go from not having any theatre anywhere to having this 14-hander. It's a massive cast, which is just such a treat because you don't really get to do that anymore. And that's not often that a play that size gets to be put on. And I'm back home in the real capital. So, yeah, it's great.
And tell me this, who are you playing in the play? Because there's some fantastic parts. Who are
you
playing?
Yeah, I'm playing Gar Private. So I have...
Juicy. That's a meaty part.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Real juicy.
It's, nice.
I play Gar's inner thoughts. So everything he's thinking, I'm saying out loud. And it's set over the course of 12 hours before he sets off to Philadelphia. So he's leaving his hometown of Ballybeg in Donegal, fictional town. So it's kind of the story of saying goodbye to what you know and love and kind of, yeah, the lack of communication in 1960s Ireland.
Because that's what I was wondering. That play, like, is a real classic, right? But
yeah.
But it's that's the 1960s sometime,
yeah.
Early 1960s.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you think it's aged as a play?
I think it's aged very well in the sense of when it came out, I feel like it very much was about a son not being able to communicate with his dad, which, you know, just men showing their emotions in that time. I mean, hope to God that we've gotten better at that in 2021. But right now, I feel like the play is about that. Plus, yeah, I think people can relate to it as a husband and wife maybe not quite talking, or brothers and sisters not talking. It's just a play about no one really communicating or saying what they want to say.
Because that's what's brilliant about it. It is that, you know, what people say, and then obviously you're going to be the voice of what's really going on in people's heads, you know, and I think that...
Yeah, because, you know, when you're at the dinner table or you're in your room and you've built up this argument in your head, and in your head it's going so well, that's the part that I play. I play the part that goes really well, but then in reality when you have that argument or have that discussion, it never usually goes to plan.
Yeah. Sadly for me, you'd need a big cast. I have a lot of different voices going on in my head, which I don't think is advisable. On a different note, I think it's very exciting because of theatre and everything's been shut down.
Yeah.
You must be dying to tread the boards, are you? You must be dying to get up there.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit nervous now. We've had 4 weeks of rehearsals and we're there. We've been running it now for a few days. But yeah, just to go from not being in a room with nobody for a year to being in a room with, I think, 600 people now we're allowed in the opera house because it's 60% capacity.
Savage.
So it'll be a bit daunting, but no, we're all very excited now. And I think, yeah, the 5th is when it opens for previews and then it's on for 2 weeks. So it's a short enough run, but yeah, enough time for you all to come.
Absolutely. And I know it's funny you're talking about being nervous, but and you're sitting in the studio talking to yourself. But
yeah.
You're such a savage actor. They're going to love you. I'd love to see it. Tell me this. How was life for you during the whole pandemic, all that jazz?
Yeah, it was grand. I mean, the first year, is that how long did it go on for? Oh, it was a nightmare. First year was very quiet. As you can imagine, no one was working. But I thought, yeah, it was nice to know that nobody was working. It's not like the world was just making me not work. So everyone was kind of in the same boat. But then slowly but surely things kind of picked up again and jobs started coming back up, which was good. But no, I can't complain. I was in a lot more fortunate position than a lot of people. So
you're doing a bit of filming, were you?
Yeah, I was filming over in Wales, which was great for a while. This film, I think it'll be out soon enough. The Loneliest Boy in the World, it's called.
There's a very lonely team surrounding you at the moment.
Yeah, I must talk to someone about that.
Tell me this, which do you prefer? Do you prefer stage or do you prefer filming?
I feel like you always prefer the one you're doing at the moment. Like right now, I'm loving theatre. I can't think of doing anything else because that's what my head's in now. But then when you're filming, you love filming. So it's kind of not too sure. How are you finding this whole radio situation?
Sure, I'm winging it. There's just a load of buttons. I smack them and then I just shout at Jack every now and then.
Am I even talking to you, or is this a soundboard?
If only you can tell you're talking to me because it's going one way and that's down. Tell me this about you. I know my future's doomed. What's happening for you?
I don't know. I'm taking it day by day. I mean, up until, so in 2 weeks' time, the play will be over and then we'll see what happens. But there's a few things in the pipeline, but I've learned to not talk about them because then they end up not happening.
You're very
so,
clever.
Keep my mouth shut.
Aren't you and Cillian Murphy? Are you not from the same neck of the woods?
We are. Yeah, he grew up just up the road from me in Ballinlock, I think. So that was a nice thing, kind of growing up and knowing, hey, there's this young guy made it. He's doing okay. Maybe it is possible.
But isn't that it, though? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people that were very inspired watching you as well, you know? Oh,
that would be nice.
Pass it on.
Yeah,
pass
I've got to meet Killian a couple of times. It was just, he's such just a nice guy. And it's nice to know someone who's done that well can keep a good head on them, you know. So he's a good person to look
good
up
sort,
to, I think.
Good sort. Well, listen, just to remind me, I had a quick question. Are you nervous about doing something live? Are you...
Like this? Oh,
yeah.
You mean the play?
Yeah. Oh, do you get nervous?
Yeah.
I don't imagine you would.
You do. Well, you try not to think about it. It's like, we're just rehearsing. We're trying to make the best play we can. And that's what you have to keep your mind on, I suppose, the minute you start thinking about all the people in the room waiting to see if you're going to mess up. Then you might get a bit nervous. But no, I think everyone's just so excited to get back into the theatre as well. That's just a nice feeling. So
I think you're going to have a great reaction. People upstairs were bragging about what a great actor you are as well.
Oh, God.
Know? So I listen, enough
the pressure on
enough
now.
Michael Douglas and you. to remind me of the dates.
It's on from the 5th of October till the 16th.
Alex, it was really nice chatting to you, pal.
You too.
I hope I see you very soon.
Be nice
All
to shake
best.
Your hand sometime.
Absolutely, very soon, yeah?
Sounds good.
Take care, man.
Nice one, Baz. Cheers.
What a superstar. And on that very, very professional link, we'll have Get a Superstar.